So I want to do something special. I know the youngins is going out to school and back to school. You know, student athletes, regular athletes. So I wanted to bring
regular athletes. You mean regular students?
Regular students.
Go back.
We want to do something special for the youngins that's going off to school, going back to school, whether you're a student athlete, whether you're a regular student.
Murr plans on donating out of his own pocket $1,000 of books.
There we go. So hit me up. Hit me up.
He's full of it.
So I want
that Dogecoin going crazy.
I want to. He's in a Doge.
That Doge. Yeah, yo, bro. Anybody want something to eat?
That Doge.
And
Ethereum took off. I was in that Ethereum heavy.
Yeah, that's Dogecoin.
I tried crazy. To grab that.
So so I want to introduce somebody special that can give these youngins, especially student athletes, some advice. You know what I mean? He's from Rochester, PA. Went to Penn State. Like Job said, one of the biggest schools out there. You know what I mean? Big time wide receiver, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, it was a couple other teams. And now he's doing what? Personal training. Training, local athletes wherever he can. And welcome Derek Moore to the podcast, everybody.
Welcome Derek Moore.
Got my fantasy points against the Bengals. What was that, Monday night? Caught that touchdown.
That was probably that's like the only fantasy point.
I don't care. He was in there.
To answer the young boy Leek's question, because he shared a Jamaria Browns, it says, anybody got an advice for freshmen attending college? Like, if you could go back, bro, as a student athlete, what is one thing that you wish you knew?
I mean, I think the biggest thing for me, I think looking back, it would probably just be going in with the mindset of networking. Because I think you don't realize it, but like during that point in time of your life, especially when you're a student athlete and then a student athlete at Penn State. But I really don't think it really matters the school, but people, other students, teachers, people around the town, they want to be associated with athletes, and they want to be associated with a lot of times specifically football players. So that's a good opportunity for you to really go out there and develop some relationships with people that you may not otherwise develop relationships with. And it's just always good to kind of diversify yourself, because it's just good for, I think that's just good for you as a person, but also you never know when those relationships that you make in college or just in college classes are going to come back and come back in handy for you.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I would say one thing too, just for like, obviously being a student athlete and then being a student, there's like two different, like you're living literally two different lives. Like student athletes, like from the time you wake up to at night, you know what I mean? Like 8 o'clock at night, you're going all day. You know what I'm saying? Right. Whether it be practice, studying,
lifting,
film, whatever it is. One thing, especially for him specifically, you look around, all them boys ain't gonna make it, man. Like you're going to have some knuckleheads and they're going to get you into trouble and they're going to start thinking, because there's the first time really being free. And if you can't look around, because you could point out at least one or two dudes to be like, okay, this ain't going to cut it. They don't go to class. They ain't working like they're supposed to. They're not where their coaches told them they're supposed to be. They will not work out because everybody's gotten a little bit of a lot of time. You know what I mean? They get a little bit of length, from coaches, teachers, whatever. And then if you look around and you can't see it, it's probably you. So, I wish I'd have knew that when to tighten up, because I was out there freshman hanging out with the seniors and I was like, oh, they're done with football. Right. You know what I mean? So I'm partying with them like an asshole. Mm-hmm. Boys did not make it. Okay. So when you was coming out of high school and you obviously went to like one of the bigger programs in the United States, being a freshman, like what was your kind of like your experience? Like just getting on campus and kind of getting rolling with just like being out on your own, you know what I mean? Like what were the hurdles and or, the things that you got really into?
Just going into school, it's one of those things that's intimidating, whether you're playing football, whether you're just going as a student. And for me, coming from a small school like Rochester, it was very intimidating just going up there and, having classes of, 200, 300, 500 people. And just having to, having to keep up with that. And then obviously on the football end of things where, you're coming from a small school and you know, just going up against some of the guys that you've looked up to, you watched on TV, it's one of those things that's a real experience, but you know, you got to kind of you know, bring yourself back in that situation and realize like you're there for a reason. And I think that was like a big adjustment for me, is just realizing like, you know, it wasn't that I wasn't confident in myself, because I was very confident, but it was just like, I'm here for a reason, you know what I mean? And just kind of realizing that and really like telling myself that.
Okay. So were you a good student in high school before you made that trip to college?
You know, if I'm being honest with you, not really, no. You know, I'm somebody.
What would you say to someone who's going into a situation, because obviously it's going to be a lot more difficult moving on from high school to like, what did you do to prepare yourself for, you know, those classes and that extensive studying that you got to go through?
I mean, it was just really just putting in some time and effort. You know, I think actually just taking out the time, whether it be an hour or two at night, just to actually do the assignments, you know, and I think in college, you guys know, like a lot of it is really just showing up to class. And if you show the teachers that you're actually, you know, giving some effort, and then you go ahead and talk to them one or two times after class, you know, if it does come down to the end, they're willing to give you the benefit of the doubt.
That's real.
Right. It really does.
That's
work.
Real talk. Cause I used to go to, what they call office hours all the time. And that really helps. If you on that line, they want to see you win. Right. And I mean, they definitely don't want to root for you, man.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is just going there and enjoying the experience. Shoot, because I mean, at the end of the day, you're there to get education. You're there for all that. You know, you're there to network. You're there to play football, whatever it might be. But you know, it's a great experience. You know, you get to go out, you get to meet a bunch of people, you get to do a bunch of things that a lot of people you might not get to do ever again. And it's just kind of being in that moment and enjoying it, you know, and being whatever it is, 18, 22 years old, not having really many worries.
That's crazy. If you'd asked me that question, I'd have said, wear condoms.
I mean, that's a good one. But
oh, yeah, because they will be burning.
Strap it up.
Real talk, but man, shit, good luck, bro, man. Yeah,
appreciate you, bro.
One of these days, definitely come appreciate through, man. You. Sit down with us, chop it up.
Yeah, man, cool. Just let me know.
All right, my bro, it's on.
Yep. All right, then.
Damn. So what's up, Mr. Current Events, man? What's been going on this week, man? I've been out of touch.
NFL draft,
the Steelers. I swear, if that tight end don't make it to the Hall of Fame,
right,
I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Should have went lineman.
They had that lineman sitting at, what was from Oklahoma. What was his name? I can't remember his name. But this man ain't gave up no sacks. He hasn't had any fumble snaps, nothing. And you don't take this man. You wait. And you get a guard / center who's probably 10 pounds bigger than you. No bull.
Probably.
It's crazy.
Shitty ass dog out of here, man.
What up, Coco?
Mutt.
Oh, he said, what up, Coco?
Come on, Nettie, man.
Hey, yo, he
get your
right.
House in order.
You know Coco was sentimental, man.
Shout out to Nubs, man. Did he kiss me on my list when I graduated? Shit freaked me out. I don't know what it was. He went around to everybody and was just like,
congratulations,
my brother. Why do I low-key remember that?
Yeah, he went around to all of us and he just like kissed us on the lips. Then he kissed me on before he kissed you on the lips.
Do you think the youngins have that these days, bro? There was a lot of old heads that embraced us.
Like,
whether it was street dudes, recovering street dudes, or, you know what I'm saying? Is the dog still in the house?
Yes.
All right. Thought he let the... got them ones on. He said no highs. He said no highs. He got the rich outfit.
Oh, looking rich today.
He said, if I'm going to be late, I'm going to have a rich outfit.
The boy went to Nordstrom's.
What's up with the guys?
What's up?
Oh, shit.
Oh damn. Last of the brew.
Damn. I might think he was coming tonight.
I mean, why does everybody keep saying that?
Because who said my announced that shit?
You said he wasn't coming.
I said I might not be able to make it.
You missed our first guest.
Our first professional athlete.
We had a professional athlete.
Yeah, the Mo dude, Moy.
Yeah. He was on.
Is they French?
No, it's Moy.
Oh, okay.
Moy, yeah.
Is that Creole?
How was y'all's weekend?
Shots up?
Shots up?
Damn, I need a chaser. I'm a bitch.
Damn, I need a chaser. I can't stop doing that, man, when people say stuff.
Damn, I need a chaser.
My boss, I swear, my boss,
coming
he was
through,
at work.
I'm about to lace
him. He was at work. He was like, hey, yo, Ty, I need you to grab a piece. He's like, need you to grab a piece.
Bruh.
And he was like, help. Yeah, I just said it.
That is crazy.
Same thing, bro. My coworkers know. They know it. They just talking. I'm just, everything they say, it turns into bars.
Right.
That is crazy.
Or just the cadence of what might
Dad,
be
I'm
a
hungry.
Bar.
Carter said he hungry.
That is wild.
What you gonna eat?
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Right. Right. What's up with you, man? How was the wedding, man?
Oh, you went to a wedding?
Hold on.
You better talk about the picture?
Hold on.
I know.
We gotta get to this. We gotta get to this picture.
All right.
We gotta get to this picture.
They was holding you up, fam?
What in the world? Why would you do that?
Man, to keep it real with you, I hurt my ankle and they were supporting me. It just looked like I was on my tippy toes.
How you roll your shit in sand?
I was hooping with my nephews earlier. Messed up my ankle.
Feel like you made that story up.
I did.
For sure.
I think you just made that up.
I felt that was a made up story.
Yeah.
I
could have rolled that ankle right there alone. Boom. Pressure on my left foot, no pressure, right foot. Ankle injury, hooping with my nephews around one. Wedding's at 6.
It's amazing because I guarantee you, like, you know what? They're close enough. Our feet will not be in this picture.
I did not think my feet was going to be in a picture.
Right.
And, like, those are the two tallest of my brothers. Like, those two in particular.
Phil's not even that tall.
Phil's like 6'1".
I don't know. I felt like you was the same size as him.
Nah, man. Phil's
still the same size, too. Yeah,
nah, Phil's a good 6'1.5".
I don't believe that.
Clark boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, man, I was on my tippy toes, man. I'm always in the middle because I'm the Michael Jackson of my siblings.
So I'm feeling like you
Make
were.
Sure y'all hear that, siblings?
They know that.
Right.
He says he's MJ.
I'm David Ruffin.
You had to be smacked.
They are the Temptations.
You had to be smacked here.
No, I was completely sober.
You were sober and did that?
100%.
Damn, what's wrong with you, brother?
Yeah,
just take
shit
the
happens. Shit happens.
Now listen, if it had been zoomed in like that.
Well, yeah, why didn't nobody crop it? Who took the picture?
I don't even know who posted it. No one will admit it.
They just came for you.
I'm like, so y'all just gonna put my feet out there like that on my tippy toes?
It says you posted it. This is your page.
Did I post it?
You should have sent it to me. Murd edit.
Murd edit this. and my brother's
Jay's.
Was it?
Wait. Oh, them is flops. Hold on, my bad. Y'all know I wear glasses.
We're just looking at.
He do got a whole bunch of bandages on.
I'm just looking at the length.
They get them Balenciagas.
I'm looking at. They do like Balenciaga sandals.
They do. They really do.
I'm just looking at the length of my brother's shorts.
Pause.
I'll be honest.
In co-ed dorms.
Okay.
Longer lives. I thought co-ed dorms was the craziest thing ever.
It is.
I forgot you went to an all-boy college, right?
Yeah, your lighting's good.
He went to Holy Trinity.
He went to an all-white boy college.
True. All-white boy college.
He went to BYU.
Said BYU.
All right.
Rico, I'm going to let you introduce our next guest. You know what I mean?
All right, next we got a nice personal friend, my guest, my homie, my Roly, Cassandra Davis, Ohio State alumni.
We got big colleges out here today.
Yeah, big colleges out here. Yeah, show love. You go blue, but fuck all the Ohio State. But anyway, she's Ohio State alumni. She's currently works. I don't know her specific title, but I know she's like an HR director or something.
She's going to tell you what it is when she gets on.
Yeah. She works they definitely want to know their title for sure.
You're right.
HR director. She's involved with some investments. Like she has her first investment property, master's degree. And, you know, she's doing this and managing being, you know, a single mom at that. So, like, she's definitely well-rounded. You know, been through a lot, transfer school. I feel like she was a good representation of a person that women could talk to, you know, to see like what it takes to get to the next level, because, you know, everybody starts off that go to college route, have fun and party, but then like what do you do after that? So to see her go from go to college, have fun and party, to being director of HR, you know, investment properties, all, you know, on her own, you know, no help from, you know, a man or counterpart or anything like that. That was pretty dope. So I feel like she'd be a great guest. So let's bring in my girl Cassandra. Let's bring Cassandra.
All right, what's up? What's up, man? Let's clap it up, man. Clap it up. Clap it up. Man, it's definitely good to have you. We definitely wanted a female presence so that, you know, some young females can identify with. Young, black, white, whatever color. The question that was
richly ambiguous.
The question that was asked to us was, you know, just some advice for a freshman going into college. You know, young female, you know, young male. What's some advice that you would have for them?
Yeah, so I would say, honestly, if you're a freshman going into college, is to focus on what you really want to do, right? As a freshman, you don't know. You're 18. All you know is we want to make some more. You want to make money, right? For me, I wish I would have majored in a specific degree and then build from there. So my undergrad is in communications and media studies. And no shade to that, but that's some bullshit, to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Same way as a business degree.
Hey.
My master's is in human resource management, but it wasn't until 4 years after I graduated undergrad until I realized what I wanted to do, and then that's when I got my master's degree. So if I knew what I knew now and I was a freshman and I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to get my undergrad in human resources, and then I'm going to get an internship and then build my career from that, I probably would have been even further where I am now. So as a freshman, I think it's really important to really focus on what you really want to do, what your overall goal is, and then take those steps into getting there, whether it's getting that specific degree or getting that internship.
Okay. What you said, it took you 4 years after you graduated. That's when you figured it out. What do you feel like? Do you feel like there's something you could have done earlier to recognize that? Is there, you know what I mean? Like, what do you feel like?
Like, how'd you know that that's what you wanted to do? Like, when did it hit you?
So it didn't hit me until I actually got a job in HR. So like, so when I was in high school, I worked in sales. Like, I worked at Lids. I was slinging hats. When I was in undergrad, I was working at Finish Line. Mm-hmm. I always had a job. So I'm like, oh, well, maybe I can do sales. So when I got out of college, I was just kind of focused on sales. But it wasn't until I moved to Miami. I was looking for a job and I got into recruiting. And so recruiting is a part of HR. And so once I got into recruiting, I'm like, I actually like this. I did some research. I'm like, okay, you can make some money on this. Like, so it was more hands-on, I realized, like, you know what? This is the career I want to take. So that's when I decided I wanted to go to grad school and get my master's degree in HR.
Okay. What where are you originally from?
I'm from Youngstown.
You're from Youngstown. What made you take that leap? Hey. That leap to Miami? Like, what gave you that?
Have you been to Youngstown?
Don't be.
No, you ain't from the West Side. Relax.
No. You know what? Honestly, so one of my friends from Ohio State, she was actually in grad school in Miami, and she lived there. So I was visiting her, and I'm like, man, like, I love it here. And my boss, I was working for a steel company. He was like, hey, take a week off and like, let me stay in this house down in South Florida. And I'm like, staying in this mansion. I'm living this Miami life. I'm like, I think I want to move. And I was 22 at the time. And so I just like, was like, hey, I'm going to find a job down there. And, you know, I found a job down in Miami and I literally packed up and just moved down there just off the strength of wanting to be in a bigger city or wanting more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's definitely dope, man. Cause I feel like it takes bravery to actually do that. A lot of people, you know, graduate, come back home, but you actually took that leap. You know what I mean? So that's another piece of advice. Don't be afraid. You know what I'm saying? Bust that.
Don't be afraid. I mean, you know, we get so caught up in being comfortable. And we get so caught up in our comfort zone that sometimes it doesn't allow us to grow. So you got to realize that when you're uncomfortable, that's the best way for you to grow, is like to get into that uncomfortable zone so you can grow.
Mm, Thorough. Okay. Any other questions?
She's speaking to you, bro.
What's your take on because we're talking about college. We get everyone's take. What's your take on college versus trade school versus directly going into work? Like, where would
I'm
you?
What would you like?
You got a son, you got a daughter. Like, what would you if you could pick? Because you allow them to make their own decisions, you know, as they get older. But if you could like pick for your child or for, you know, the future or your even yourself over again, damn, like, dog, would you put
that's heavy
trade school?
Right, he forgot about your daughter and everything.
Go ahead.
Wow. This trade school, like college or, you know, working directly in a field and, you know, building on a resume and gaining some work experience.
If you're
So honestly, I have a son, he's 3.5 years old. I'm saving up for once he gets to 18, I want him to be able to decide, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can either go to college, a 4-year degree, or you can go to trade school, or you want to invest. So my goal is to obviously have like properties to give to him. However, I think college is important because I'm in HR, I do the hiring and the recruiting. The company that I am at, you do have to have a bachelor's degree. So it is important to at least get a 4-year degree. But I think people are downplaying trade schools. And I think that we need to let the youth know or individuals know that trade schools are okay too. You still make money. You still have a great career. And you have to realize that there are transferable skills. So if you go to trade school and you learn to be a welder or you learn to be an electrician or whatever it is that they teach you, those skills are transferable and can go into a different type of position and can open up other doors of opportunity as well. You're not just stuck in that specific
right. Frame. You always have it with you no matter what, because like, that job is always
exactly
going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So if I had to pick, I would tell my son, hey, don't go to school for no bullshit communications like your mama.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to spend money on a 4-year degree, make sure it's engineering, software engineer,
right,
you know, lawyer, something doctor, where you have to have teacher, uh-huh, something you have to have that specific degree in. But I encourage, if my son was like, hey, I want to go be a welder, son, have at it. Please be a welder. Like that's also a great career and great for you to do too.
So what would you pick though?
She said college.
You said what, school?
Yeah, what would you pick first? Like, what would you be your?
Does he have a scholarship?
If he had a scholarship, I would prefer to have a 4-year degree.
I mean, scholarship. We're not going to include scholarship because that's a no-brainer with a scholarship. You don't just walk away.
Yeah,
from
if a scholarship. If I had to pay, and if it depends on who he is. I can't force him, right?
I agree.
To go to school. If he says, "Mom, I want to go to school and I want to go for communications like you," I'm going to say, no, I'd rather you go to a trade school,
right,
to be honest with you.
Right.
Because there is no guarantee afterwards. He's going to have dead-end jobs.
Right.
Like I said, I look at probably 100 resumes a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I see people with PhDs. People literally go from undergrad to grad school to get a PhD. And then in their PhD, they'll have like a program in their PhD, but they don't have that work experience. So I'm making more money than people with a PhD.
Right.
And I don't have a PhD. There's people with just a bachelor's making more money because they have that work experience. Mm. I think work experience trumps having that education. Mm.
So for yourself.
Trump 2024.
Because you felt like, you know, your major was, and I feel like my major was bullshit.
What the fuck?
What would you have done? If you were your parent, what would you have recommended yourself to do?
Plumber.
Growing up, I always wanted to be a lawyer. I think I wish that I would have continued that and went to maybe like criminal justice and kind of stayed and got my JD. That's just me. But personally, and this is me 100% honest with you, I think I was too afraid to take that step. I felt like I wasn't smart enough where I know I am, right? So that's what I would have done. I probably would have kept the path and became a lawyer. So that's really what I really wanted to do. So if I'm talking to my son and my son says, hey, mom, I want to become a doctor, I'm going to encourage him and put him into different programs at a young child, mm-hmm. STEM programs, right? Or any kind of the camps and stuff during the summer to try to help him get that exposure of really seeing, do you really want to be a doctor? Or are you just seeing this on TV and you just saying like, oh, this is a good career for mm-hmm. me. Like, I think it's important that we get kids the exposure. So when I say exposure, there's shadowing programs that you can get into. There's, you know, different mm. programs within the school system that they can see if that's really what they want to do.
Mm. I didn't know that there was shadowing
programs. Me either.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
Because the fact there that you didn't know what you wanted until you actually seen it, if you could have shadowed a number of different things, tried everything out, you might have been able to mm-hmm. see that early and switch your major, actually get the qualifications, and save a lot more money.
So your parents didn't care about your career path? Like when you were in high school?
No. And I'm being honest, my parents had me at 16.
That's what I think. I think it's kind of hard to like.
Yeah, it depends on, and that's what I was going to say. It depends on where you grew, like the family you come from. Love my parents. They're great parents that do very well for themselves right now. They had me at 16 years old. I'm the first person in my entire family to go to college, to graduate from college. So I didn't have any guidance, right? And there's a lot of kids within, especially inner city, that don't have that guidance. So our generation, we need to give them that guidance, because I didn't know what I didn't know nothing about no financial aid. You know,
I think that's a huge problem with a lot of our youth, really, is just not knowing that next move. So it's kind of hard being an 18-year-old kid trying to pick, you know, what you want
to
do.
Right, but could you imagine going to your parents and being like, man, what should I do, mom? What should I do? No idea. They'd be like, go get a job, like whatever, go through college or whatever. They don't care. Just go get a job somewhere.
In my house, just we had three options. My dad gave us two options. He was either going to college or the military.
Word.
Like, he didn't get, there wasn't an alternative. Like, if I wanted to, well, dad, I want to, you know, I work for Foot Locker, and I want, you know, keep working here for a while. I'm making money. I can get my own place, whatever. It wasn't an option. It's like, nah.
Right. Not they wanted you to get some knowledge, some
he
structure.
He wanted me to gain some structure. Something
that's going
to
put you somewhere.
Yeah.
That's all they know.
So it was only had two options, college or the military. And that was for all of us. I had a brother that, there's five boys, four of us got our degrees, and the one that didn't felt like he kind of stayed away for a while because he thought that my dad was going to put him in the military because that's where the two options were. Mm. So like he was like, man, I'm not going, you know, but he got back in school, you know, later, and he's still trying to pursue that like personal goal thing just you know, to be five out of five. It's just like, my brother's got it. That's what we do. We're going to finish it. Now, with the career path that I'm in now, I don't feel like college necessarily prepared me for this career path that I'm in, but I gained a lot of life experiences in college. I became an adult in college. Like I learned that if you don't pay your gas bill, that your water's not going to be hot. You know, that's something that
I learned that when the heat went out.
I never.
Dude, this is like who grew up more poor, me or you, bro? Give a fuck, fucking weirdos, just bum ass parents.
Shut up. I'm with you. Thanks, because I was like,
I love my struggle.
I'm not about to feel bad, because y'all niggas' parents made bad decisions. Fuck that.
True. That's real life.
Yeah,
But so like I learned how to, like, I went to, you know, get my own food stamps and things like that to survive and like become independent. You know, I gained independency when I went to college.
Was you in college when Obama got in?
I was.
Hey,
I was. That shit was wild as hell.
Come up, came through. You was like Wally World.
He came to YSU. Yeah. And
that's wild. He was tripping.
And that GZ dropped too.
Yeah, it was wild. But I would probably pass on those same two practices to my child. But it wouldn't just be college. It would be a trade as well.
Right.
Like, I wish my dad would allow me to go to barber school fresh out of high school, so I could have just already had that.
Jail?
You
said barber school. That's the same thing.
Did you have the aspirations to go to barber school?
I would have went.
But you say let you. Did you see that, though, then? Because my mom always supported my dreams. She said, be whatever you want to be, but she couldn't tell me how to succeed.
It wasn't be what you want to be. It's like, hell no.
She couldn't tell you anything in all reality. You're 18, you can move out.
Yeah, but you know how it be, though.
It was different in my house.
Yeah, because everybody was always like, have a backup plan. That's why I ended up in the mountains rapping. I'm in the mountains with all these white people rapping in Indiana. You know what I'm saying? So that it does matter.
My dad had a very controlling.
I love white people though.
About,
but it's just it's not know, ATL. It's not New York.
If you went against the grain, it was like you were cut off. Like you didn't want to be like ostracized and kicked out the family type shit.
Got you.
I've seen a couple awkward Christmases when like my sister came home and I'm like, damn, it sucks to be you. You know what I'm saying? You don't look welcome at all here at all. Like you didn't grow up in this house. Dad wasn't talking to her and shit. Like you didn't want to feel that.
Dad don't like you. I don't like you.
That's how I was rolling. I was like, damn. Why? And to the point, I was like, why do you keep coming home? You're fucking up the vibe in here. Like, Dad was all happy until you came in and then he's just looking at you like, I can't believe you.
Man.
My sister was 28 when she got pregnant. With a master's degree.
That's grown though. I was 28.
That's grown as fuck. And my dad was still living. He didn't want to talk to her. Don't even talk to me.
Come here with them used goods.
Pretty much.
Do you feel like it worked?
What?
Like did everybody listen for the most part?
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna have to be that way.
What? I told you my dad got five.
It all depends on what kind of kid you get.
Bro, I told you my dad got five sons. Four out of five of us are college graduates. So it was like
that's big. That's great.
It really is. That's success.
And we was poor. You know what I'm saying? Like on the poorer side, not as poor as y'all, but like poorer.
Like they tried.
If you ain't wake up with your winter coat and be like, act like you were smoking in bed.
If you didn't have the oven open.
Never had that. I had cable my whole life.
Y'all had ovens.
Having your oven on to heat the house never worked. I always thought that shit was stupid.
But that's because you had a bad oven.
It don't work when the gas is out.
It's because the TV's in the other room. Ain't nobody chilling in the kitchen. Nah. This shit is not heating the whole house. Like we still see,
like my dad like hid that we were poor. Like he would do shit like we only had two TVs in the house, but it was like there's a family room TV and I got a TV. You know, so it was more so like family, like family time. We watch TV with the family versus I just can't afford to buy all 70 of y'all TVs for y'all's room type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all was like Crooklyn.
Jesus.
No, that was real bad.
That's a BET reference.
Crooklyn was horribly. They were really poor.
They really ain't have it that bad besides some black eyed peas.
They were the, remember he was looking at them eating in the window. They was like, damn, black eyed peas, pork chops. They got mad. Them kids was real poor next door to Crooklyn.
But hey, just so we can let you go, man, we appreciate you for coming and talking and giving some advice, man. I think it was a lot of value. You know what I mean? A lot of value you gave out, a lot of information. Any other questions before we let her go?
Oh, wait, no, you live in Miami right now. Sunday, best spots to go to on Sunday.
I don't live in Miami anymore. Tootsies.
Tell them where to go on Sundays, though.
Where do you go on Sundays? Best spot.
D-Wade's house.
Liv did reopen in Miami. So
No. Day spot. Pool party. Pool party. We're going to Liv at night this next coming Sunday.
Oh, you're about to go, right? Oh, you're about to go.
Yeah.
So 30, I'm in my 30s now, so I don't really
take it
as much. I'm rent a yacht. If you need a yacht connect, I can get you the yacht connect. Rent a boat. You can get a 4-hour charter and do that. Bring your liquor, bring food, you know, bring females, guys.
No, he likes hanging out with all dudes.
Just the brothers.
Hey, that was a good plug.
That's what he told me. He was like, yeah, man, me and my boy, shirts off, wrestling.
That's different. It's a bachelor party.
I feel you. No bitches.
Sunday, Monday. And then go to Liv afterwards. That would be fun. That's my kind of kick it, honestly. I can't, but their pool, SLS has a good pool vibe. I don't know if they're open. I don't know what the Sundays look like, but SLS is a good hotel. The Mondrian's a good one as well.
Appreciate you.
On Sundays. So check those out too.
And just because whenever we going to drop this episode, it'll be Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Happy
Mother's Day. When the fuck is Mother's Day?
This Sunday.
It's Sunday. On Sunday.
I don't like that bitch nowhere, so.
Oh, my God.
All right. Joe, have a good one.
Thank you for having me. You guys are really fun. I appreciate y'all.
Peace out, Songz.
Have a good one. Bye.